Yes, welcome back this evening to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, always extending an invitation to all of our listeners across the nation. You can join us at Twitter at eRadioSports and eRadioSports.com. Well, right now, it is time to relive some memories of an American icon, one of the greatest athletes of the 20th century. 2014 marks the centennial of Joe DiMaggio's birth year, and his illustrious career certainly has been well-documented. The owner of 3 MVP awards, 9 World Series rings, a league record 56-game hitting streak, and Jolton Joe did it all, and he had it all, including a larger-than-life persona and a tempestuous marriage to Hollywood golden girl Marilyn Monroe. And that is where our next conversation is going to take us, as we are set to have a candid conversation with Tom Clavin. We're headed to New York. He is the longtime contributor to the New York Times and author of his new book. It is titled The DiMaggios, 3 Brothers, their passion for baseball, and their pursuit of the American dream. Good evening, Tom. It is such an honor to have you with us tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm glad to be talking to you.
Well, congratulations on the book, because it is not just about solely Joe DiMaggio, but it is really a dynamic portrait, and you really did a great job of just framing just the life of all three of the brothers. Tell us about it.
Thanks. Yeah, well, it is a story about family. As you mentioned in the intro, Joe DiMaggio's life has been well documented. But what hasn't really been explored before is that he was one of 3 brothers who played in the major leagues. And Dominic being the younger brother, Vincent the older brother. And they weren't just brothers who were hanging around baseball because their brother Joe was a superstar. They were good ball players. I mean, all 3 players combined played on 22 all-star teams. And that's really not, you can't find that in baseball elsewhere. I mean, brothers who played together, sure, but brothers who played with such great consistency and batting average and runs scored and everything like that. But the book also talks about what it was like off the field, where the DiMaggios came from, how they got into baseball, what their lives were after baseball. You mentioned Marilyn Monroe. What was the impact on the entire DiMaggio family when she entered the scene? So the book is, yes, it's about baseball, and people like baseball will enjoy it, but it's really, a lot of ways, a family story that takes place over a century.
Well, it is a compelling read. There are a number of fascinating revelations in it, and it really is the great American story of 3 brothers. And I thought it was interesting, you talk about in the book that there have been more than 350 sets of brothers who have played in major leagues since the 1870s. But have brothers ever had the skill or the charisma or just the success of the DiMaggio brothers? Anyone that could compare to?
Not really. I mean, the only some people of a certain age will refer to the Alou brothers, Felipe, Jesus.
Okay.
And they were Matty Alou. They played in the 1960s and 70s, and they were good ball players. But you know, they collectively did not play. They were not the stars or the accomplished ball players that the 3 DiMaggio brother was. What we're seeing right now in baseball is you have the Molina brothers. Yadier is the catcher for the Cardinals, for example. Mm-hmm. So you have, like, the DiMaggios, all 3 brothers were center fielders. You now have 3 Molina brothers in Major League Baseball who are all catchers. Again, you know, will they get to that level with between the 3 of them, 22 all-star teams? Probably not.
Tom Clavin is joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And so we're talking about these baseball-playing brothers, and I want to learn some more about 2 of the other brothers, of course, with Joe DiMaggio. Dominique, he was not a slouch. He was, a 7-time All-Star center fielder for the Boston Red Sox from 1940 to 1953. Just tell us about him, and was he similar in terms of the personality with Joe?
He was similar in the sense that both he and Joe were shy, but whereas Joe, many people found him unapproachable, Dominic was very approachable. He liked to interact with the fans. He liked to interact with other ball players. He was just a gentler, more accessible kind of guy. And as a ball player, he was probably a better center fielder than Joe was. He covered a little bit more ground.
Really?
Ted Williams, who played next to Dominic in left field, he was very quick to credit Dominic because Ted was an average left fielder at best. So Dominic had to cover not only center field in Fenway Park and visiting ballparks, but a portion of left field, too. He was also a different player than Joe. Joe was the guy who batted third or batted cleanup. He was the RBI guy. Dominic was the leadoff batter for those great Boston teams in the 1940s. He was the guy who got on base, and then he would be stealing bases and breaking up double plays and being driven in by the likes of Ted Williams and Bobby Doerr and Rudy York and some of those other ball players. So Joe and Dominic were very different on the field, a little more alike off the field.
Well, now, Dominic, of course, I just mentioned, he has seven-time All-Star center fielder, but he batted over 300 five times in his career. And he was like, I guess, his big brother in the fact that he really struck out.
He did. He was a good contact hitter. You know, Dominic had more base hits than anybody in the major leagues in the 1940s, with the possible exception of Stan Musial. And he was a very good ball player. And like I say, a good center fielder, like you said, a seven-time All-Star. He probably, you know, it's interesting, both Joe and Dominic lost 3 years of their baseball careers because they were in the military service. Joe was in the Army, Dominic was in the Navy. Now, it didn't affect Joe as far as becoming a Hall of Famer. He was a first ballot Hall of Famer. Everybody knew it. Dominic, you know, having missed those years when I think he was like 24, 25, 26 years old, when he was averaging about 200 hits a year, that probably cost him the Hall of Fame. He always expressed he never regretted it, that, you know, military service was more important to him during the war than baseball playing. But, you know, Dominic, there's a good argument to be made that if it wasn't for those 3 years, Dominic would be in the Hall of Fame.
Tom Clavin, with us this evening at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Which brother, was it Vince or was it Dominic, that really was instrumental in terms of helping out Joe with his career?
Well, Vince, you know, you could say that if it hadn't been for Vince, we never would have heard of Joe DiMaggio. When they were growing up as kids in San Francisco, Vince had this powerful passion for baseball. He had to play baseball. Joe was kind of ambivalent. You know, he didn't care one way or the other. In fact, if he was going to do anything professionally athletic, he wanted to be a tennis player. But Vincent kept pushing him, and the opportunity came where Vincent was playing for the San Francisco Seals, and they were looking for a ball player to help finish out the season. And he went to the manager and said, "Hey, my younger brother Joe, he's not that bad. He probably can't hurt us. Why don't you give him a chance?" And so they put Joe on the team, and he did okay, nothing great. And then they brought him back for the second year with the San Francisco Seals, and that was the year that everything fell into place, and he had a 61-game hitting streak and became the star of the Pacific Coast League.
Okay, now, Tom, you have to share with all of our listeners tonight, I thought what was interesting in the book, you were talking about Vince, just how passionate he was about the game of baseball, but his father thought it was a frivolous sport and that he should be a fisherman to make more money, and so he ran away from home and earned $1,500 in cash. I mean, come on, tell the story.
Well, yes, Giuseppe DiMaggio thought playing baseball was a waste of time and it took your time away from his sons. They should be out in a boat catching fish and making real money. And Vince, he did. He ran away. He was gone for a couple of years. He came back. The father confronted, and the rest of the family confronted him when in the kitchen of their home in San Francisco, and where you been? And Vince took $1,500 in cash and put it on the kitchen table and said, "I made that playing baseball." And Giuseppe DiMaggio, you know, wide-eyed, stared at that, and then he turned to Joe and he says, "When are you going to start playing baseball?"
Oh, that's incredible. Hey, we are talking about, we're highlighting the new book that is out. It is titled The DiMaggios, Three Brothers, Their Passion for Baseball and Their Pursuit of the American Dream, with a well-known writer, Tom Clavin. Tom, for all of our listeners tonight, where can they go and get a copy of your book?
Well, I'm a big fan of supporting your local bookstore, so you should be able to find it there, certainly at Barnes & Noble and other chains that are out there. And obviously, you know, more and more these days, people turn to the downloads that you can get from BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon. So it's out. HarperCollins is the publisher. There's plenty of copies out there, so people shouldn't have too much trouble finding one.
Okay, so the DiMaggios, they really became the first family of baseball. You were talking about the boy's father. But what was their relationship like with their mom? And it wasn't just also, let me add this too, it wasn't just the three brothers. I mean, the DiMaggios, they had nine children.
There were nine children. Giuseppe and Rosalie had emigrated from Sicily and came to the San Francisco area, and Giuseppe on a fisherman's pay, which was certainly not much, but he and his wife raised nine children, and she was, she was not the boss in the family. You know, it was very traditional, and Giuseppe was the boss, but she, in ways she could, she encouraged her sons to play baseball, especially Vincent and Dominic and Joe. She saw baseball as a way for her children to become more Americanized, and she wanted that. She wanted them to pursue the American dream that she saw that was out there. And becoming baseball players was part of that pursuit of the American dream, never foreseeing, of course, that one of her sons would become, you know, one of the great ball players of all time, and that she'd have three sons that would all make it to the major league. That was beyond anybody's imagination. But she was supportive of them, and she wanted them to play baseball because she thought it was a way that they were going to become American citizens, not just legally, but really embrace America and all that it represented to an immigrant family.
Okay, it's titled The DiMaggio's Three Brothers, Their Passion for Baseball and Pursuit of the American Dream. What an honor to have you with us tonight, Tom. And we look forward to talking to you again real soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.